To enter the tank on Friday morning, visitors, including State Representative Sheila Klinker and Lafayette Mayor Tony Rozworski, had to walk through a darkened pipe 9 feet in diameter. At the end of the tunnel, a vast room with the look and feel of a Gothic cathedral, complete with soaring concrete beams and shafts of light pouring in through openings in the ceiling. The 7-foot-thick walls were poured using Indiana's largest concrete pump truck. The space is empty for now, but it won't stay that way. The 30-foot-tall tank is designed to hold 4.2 million gallons of sewage and water runoff. That's enough liquid to fill all the homes on 2 or 3 city blocks worth of houses. Engineer Tim Healy says in the future, the site, or at least the land above it, will be a space for the community.
And when we're finished, this will all be like a nice grass area that people can access by the trail that's right along the river there.
The city estimates the tank will keep 200 million gallons of sewage out of the Wabash River yearly. For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.